working on that. I'm working on that.
So how well do you know your kidneys? Did you know that if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, or a family history of kidney disease, you're at risk for kidney failure? Please talk to your doctor and get screened. Develop a healthy relationship with your kidneys, and it'll benefit you for the rest of your life.
Just get to know me, that's all I'm saying.
A message from the National Kidney Foundation, who reminds you to love your kidneys. Visit kidney.org to learn lots more.
Welcome to Sublimity Cricket, number one firm in morning radio.
But not for much longer. We've had a plethora of difficulties this morning.
This is Sublimity Cricket Unplugged?
Yeah, actually.
Literally.
Oh, from the iPods.
And from the other mic.
So we have one mic and no way to bring you iPod music, so today is a cappella renderings of McClintock's favorite songs.
Be afraid of me. So, yeah, here's the deal. We're going to be talking for an hour straight, it looks like.
Yeah, we got CDs. We can play some CDs for one. Bust out some old school stuff, Keeley.
What is this, 1998?
Taking it back to the 90s.
Ooh, I got to get my rollerblades out.
All right, so this is going to be a 1990s throwback weekend, apparently. Can we bust out the turntable? Do we have a turntable?
I don't think
Can we go further?
I don't think we have a turntable.
We do somewhere. Isn't there one over by Will Smith? Uh-oh. Let's plug it up.
Oh, there is a turntable.
We could throw some vinyls on and drop the needle.
Yeah. I think as I look through the station CD collection, it's going to be harder to play music than we think because every CD case doesn't have a CD in it.
Is that right?
Most of them are empty, so...
So they're just aesthetic?
Yeah, I think so. Basically. Just to give us that indie cred, lots of CDs.
Okay, well, what we're going to talk about for the first 5 minutes, since we were going to plan this while we were playing a song that now won't play. Anybody?
Thanks Keila.
I want to throw that on Giebert's shoulders.
Why are you going to throw that on my shoulders?
Because I'm going to go look for CDs. What is it?
Aerosmith.
What album?
Toys in the Attic.
Good album.
Yeah.
So we'll load a song up there and have a staff meeting while you're listening.
Yeah. Just go with the opening track.
Sure, why not? Actually,
we got time to play them all today.
I kind of feel bad. I feel like we're cheating on the kidney by using a CD player for something other than it.
Oh, kidneys can take a hike.
It'll be fine.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're back. Listening to 95.9. This is Sublimity Cricket.
We've decided that since we don't know most of the CDs that are in here, it's going to be a ride for you and for us. We're going to learn new music together.
I'm going to go get the Ass Pony CD. I'll be right back.
So I've never even heard of them, so it's going to be a listening experience.
That is very true. It's going to be a listening experience.
And a climbing over the futon experience, apparently, as well.
We have a futon in the studio. It's hard to...
I wouldn't really call it a futon.
I'd call it a falling apart.
It's a cushion blob, sort of. It's sort of
deteriorating version of a futon.
Yeah.
So, you just listen to Samara Smith. We're going to pull up some other random music for you. We might play some of the music that Dr. Shy dropped off last week. Some of his son's music.
Maybe. We'll have to screen some of it.
We'll think about it.
See, the great thing about the ones that are already here is they say, don't play 9, 10, and 16.
It's true.
So you guys won't be hearing... Dirty Backseat Car Thing, High Heaven, and California Bingo.
All right.
Those are good.
Darn it!
Among our selections today.
Those are my favorite songs from the Ass Ponies.
California Bingo. That. What is California Bingo?
That brings up... I don't
what do you
know.
Win if you win California Bingo?
Trip out.
Do you even want to play?
Probably not. Bingo, great, you get a gay man in your bed. What? I did not sign up for this.
Let's segue quickly out of California Bingo. Kyle just returned from Alabama, very different than California. He played some Alabama Bingo.
Some Alabama
and
Bingo.
And he's got...
I don't know Alabama Bingo either.
He's got a story for us, so we'll let him...
We were going to a Latin American Studies conference at Birmingham Southern, so we took a five-hour... This is actually going to be a nice segue at the end. We took a 15-passenger van that Furman has that they only keep for, like, 3 years, apparently. Anyway, its last stop was the Masters, you know, where we spend the tuition money wisely. So we rode on this bus, van, thing, spawn, that shook... Worse than Muhammad Ali on ecstasy.
Ooh.
Too soon?
Yeah.
How was that too soon? Come on now.
It's always going to be too soon. Come on.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, it shakes the whole way to Birmingham. We get there, and first day of the conference, we're sitting there, we've got a welcome session at 9 o'clock, and then the first session was actually scheduled to start at the same time, but it was in the same room, so it obviously couldn't start at the same time. Fast forward an hour and a half later when the session's supposed to end, this professor who was going to chair the next session walks into the auditorium, looks exactly like Mickey Rourke. He's got, like, slicked back hair, shoulder length, a little mustache, a bro tan going on, and intensity in his eyes. You know this guy's not screwing around. And he walks into the session and just yells. Like, we're in the middle of a question-and-answer session at the end of this. And he says... You guys were supposed to be done 5 minutes ago. And I sit there, and my eyes get real big, and I turn my head like, what the hell is this guy doing? And then the woman who's chairing this session from someplace in Florida, I don't remember the college, it's not important, she turns around and, like, puts her glasses down her nose a little
bit. Gave him the librarian look?
Exactly. And she says... Well, we didn't get started until 5 minutes late, so you will have to wait, sir. And she said, sir, like a C-SPAN, sir, when they really don't mean it. Like, she did not mean sir at all. She meant, we will end when we feel like it, damn it. That was the same intonation that she should have used. So then, surprisingly enough, he stood down. He was afraid of her, and...
The librarian look will strike fear in anybody.
So I'm filing out of the session, and I pass right by Mickey Rourke, who was there the whole time of the conference. And all I'm thinking to myself is, you scared the hell out of me, but I loved you in The Wrestler. Bye. And I pass Dr. Boss, and I flash him a look like, what just happened? Tell me that doesn't happen every year. And he says, yeah, sometimes the academic discourse can get a little... heated. I said to him, we're going to call that academic discourse, really? But that's my Mickey Rourke story. Ricky Rourke! Mickey Rourke story for the weekend.
Which raises the question, who would win in a fight, Mickey Rourke or Mickey Mouse?
See,
how does that raise a question of that?
I'm confused.
It does for
That's
me.
A terrible segue. I'm with Keeb on that one.
Who's your favorite Mickey?
My favorite Mickey? I love the wrestler.
I'm going with the mouse.
The mouse.
Rourke.
Surprise.
So Katie is going to have to decide who wins, Mickey Mouse or Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Mouse
has all those like slaves like the Jonas Brothers and Hillary
Duff
and all those people
that
to take
to
down Mickey Rourke. And he's cryogenically frozen.
Yeah. I mean, I think my favorite Mickey may actually be Mickey Rooney, but I'm going to go with Mickey
You're
going
to have to go because Mickey Rooney comes in a dead last for me.
Mickey Rourke is repulsive. Come on. Everybody's like, oh, he's so brilliant after the wrestler. What did he do before the wrestler? Anybody? Anybody got anything?
No.
Absolutely not.
I'm a Mickey Mouse partisan. Yeah. Don't be looking at me like
awesome.
I'm...
Wrestler
was awesome.
Good.
That was my initial plan for the day when we didn't have another mic. I have the wrestler on my iPod, and we were just going to play the first hour of it, just the audio. Make it feel like the 1930s. You're tuning in to...
Is there some sort of H.G. Wells thing that's going on? Like, there's a wrestler in town! Run!
Maybe. We'll work on that for next week.
We'll figure that one out.
Possibly.
By the way, Katie is here, so we have Sublimity Cricket plus one today. Very happy about
we're
that.
Get plus one person minus one microphone, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not to mention we have Still Regal here plus one.
That's true.
You're going down next day. Just a little clarification. They went and formed a trivia team behind my back while I was in Belgium.
Behind your back?
Behind my back.
That is bull.
And beat me last week. Just me and Keck going against them. David against Goliath. Goliath won. Give it one more year. They're going down.
That's what happened in the NCAA finals, bud.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean,
everybody likes Butler more than Duke.
Yeah, Butler and the cast of Napoleon Dynamite.
That's true. That one guy does look like Napoleon Dynamite.
Anywho, speaking of playoffs.
Speaking of sports. Whoa.
Balls out time.
It is true.
With no division whatsoever. I hate when our balls bleed into other parts. It's that's a problem
really?
We have sometimes.
What are you talking about? Because that's gross. That's like something your kidneys should be fixing. Like.
So we're going to talk about the playoffs? You want to talk about your team?
Let's talk about the playoffs.
I don't really know what's going on. I haven't been watching
SportsCenter.
I haven't kept abreast.
Well, it turns out that McClintock is in about 7th grade. And... every single series right now in the NHL playoffs is tied one game apiece. There's not a single two-game lead at all in any of the series, which is quite remarkable, I'd
say. That is. That's
So, same thing goes with the Caps, tied 1-1 in the series with the Canadiens. I'm kind of upset about that, but, it's a long series. Okay. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
See, how long are the hockey series?
Each one is 7 games.
But thanks. Yeah. How many days will it take to finish 7 games if it goes to it?
Probably a week and a half.
See, that's the problem with the NHL and especially the NBA playoffs. They start the playoffs now. They started yesterday, right? April 17th?
Well, NBA started yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, April 17th. And they're not going to have a champion until, like, June 5th.
Yeah.
You can't have 2 months of playoffs. That's just... bad business.
All the ice will melt.
Yeah.
I mean, same time, it's like over half of the league gets into the playoffs, which is something that I don't entirely follow. I like the baseball way of doing it better. You've got the division champions and then one wild card team.
How many teams does NHL have?
32? 30, maybe? No, it's 30. 30.
Yeah, that's right. So 16 did it?
Yeah.
Fact check approved.
We should do that. We should be like the cable news networks and be fact checkers.
Achoo! Okay.
I think it's the same thing for the NBA. Like, they have 30-something teams, 30 teams maybe, and they let 16 in.
Yeah, that's...
the playoffs, so...
sounds about right.
I mean, I like the way baseball does it better. It's a...
or football.
Fewer people, but it's a shorter postseason.
How many divisions do you have in...
in hockey?
Yeah.
Three in each conference. So
okay.
It's just like baseball,
yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. I don't see why they don't do it like that. 18 playoff is plenty.
Yeah.
just throw in a wild card for best group. And none of that, I hate the seeding in basketball, where if you win your division, you're one of the top three seeds. I think that's dumb. I think the best three teams should be the top three seeds, regardless.
I mean, that's what happens in any sport.
Okay, moving on.
McClintock wants to talk.
Is bored, wants to talk, and so he doesn't know anything about sports.
I tried to give you a discreet signal to move on, but
you
no.
You can tell you about NC State in the 50s.
Oh, man.
Harking back to their glory
I'm a fairly
days.
Good barometer of where the non-sports listeners are, and I faded real fast. So, moving on to another sports topic. We saw on the news that Phil Mickelson decided to wear his green jacket out in public to take his kids to get donuts days after the Masters was won. Trying to determine if that's a faux pas or even more of a faux pas, because...
Okay. Do we know how many days after the Masters it was?
I think it was the day
It was the next day.
It was the day after?
Yeah.
See, I'm okay with it if you embrace it and you just wear it year-round. Just wear it all the time.
No, false.
If you're gonna
it's
be
like, are you okay with streaking? I'm okay if you go naked all the time.
Funny you should mention that.
Okay.
If you're going to try to be quirky about it or try to be cute about it, embrace it. I don't want it half-assed.
See, my thing is though, if you wear it the day you win, it's like, I didn't get the time to take it off. He went to sleep for 12. I'm hoping he didn't sleep in his green jacket. That means he had to wake up and make the conscious decision, I'm putting this back on to show off the fact that I beat everybody else at a tournament. I think he needs to go in a suit bag and not come out ever again. Like,
I am firmly in the camp of, if you want it, wear it. Seriously, come on. If someone wins a gold medal at the Olympics, wear it around all the time. Just be like, look at this. I want a freaking gold medal. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, in skeet shooting or something. You want a gold medal.
There was actually, during the Winter Olympics, there was a story about Shaun White and his last gold medal. And he, like, brought it out to a club one time, and something got spilled on it, so he took it to the dry cleaners and got the band dry cleaned around his... to get the stain off.
I mean, come on. If you're... How many Masters has Mickelson won?
This is his
third.
Wear all three of them at the same time. Seriously. Come on.
You put on a little weight, Phil? No, I'm wearing all three green jackets.
Exactly. Come on, man.
Or fashion the other two into, like, a pair of pants, and you can just have the full outfit.
Then they can look like Gumby.
Pair of pants and a shirt, then you're set.
On a semi-related note, fashion note, McClintock, our good friend here, has worn a tuxedo, like, 2 times and gotten it dry cleaned 3 times in the past 2 weeks.
Not 3 times yet, but...
You're going to.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So... How much does it cost to dry clean that thing, if you don't mind?
It's not. I just get the shirt done. I don't get the tuxedo cleaned. It's just the shirt.
So it's just
It's only
$4?
Just one shirt. No, it's not even that. If I get the tuxedo pressed, it's more. It's closer to $10, but... This is a really boring thing to talk about on the radio.
No, but
I have them fold the tab collar down and then give a medium starch. Like, we are really in trouble today without our iPods. Like, do you guys get any mail in the UC?
I suggest that you pick a random day of the week and just have that day be Tuxedo Day. Make, like, Tuesday. Tuesday can be Tuxedo Tuesday, and you just walk around campus with a tuxedo all day.
Do you really want to ruin any sense of a social life I have on campus? There's that guy that dresses like George. Any
that,
semblance.
That insinuates that you had a social life to begin
with. I said any semblance. Oh, I didn't say that massive social life I have.
What you need to do is take a piece of paper, right, listen to Sublimity Cricket, Sundays at 11, tape it on the back of the tux. Then you're advertising for us.
Can I write Kick Me on there, too?
I'm not going to do it, so...
Well, you can write Kick Me on a smaller, another piece of paper.
A post-it note. And post. Okay.
What is George McFly doing on campus today? Like, not wearing the tuxedo.
Obscure reference. I like it.
Yeah.
On our van that shook... I thought it was because...
We're going back to Latin American Studies Conference. Yeah.
I wanted to go to 88 miles an hour because I thought we were almost close to going into the future. That was overruled.
It's not a DeLorean.
It wasn't a DeLorean. Well, yeah, we're in Alabama, so going back to the future would be going back to the
Did you see Libyan terrorists in a van coming after you? Because then maybe you would have a connection. But other than that, I don't...
Not so much.
You know, that's a real dated, like, reference. That movie was made in the 80s if the villain was Libyan terrorists. Like, we got a whole bunch of other terrorists to talk about now.
What would be the equivalent now? Somalian pirates?
I don't know. Maybe Al-Qaeda? Yeah.
Okay,
never mind. I like the idea of Somalian pirates.
I just like Somalian pirates.
I don't think you would if you met them. Like.
No, I mean, I like the idea.
Like soccer.
Yes, exactly.
Soccer, but
don't like soccer.
I have to take. I gotta give a little academic honesty here. That's McClane's soccer is brought to you by the guys. The stuff white people like. That's a blog. We gotta get a plug in. They're pretty funny. Look them up.
And as white people,
we think it's funny.
We like
stuff white people like. Both the book and the stuff.
Well, anyway, we're gonna play some music for you now.
This is unfiltered, unadulterated. Yes. Ass ponies.
We're sorry.
What's the name of the track? Hold on. We need to introduce the track.
The name of the track is Stupid.
That was the best you got?
Come on, man. It's got
Love
little,
Bob.
It's got a little star.
Oh,
by
for
it.
God's what, sake.
That's just...
Or do you want to listen to Love Bob?
I kind of want to listen to Love Bob.
Yes, Love Bob. That's my vote.
Or Ball Peen.
We'll listen to Love
Bob.
Not since Superman died. Oh, it's I Love Bob. I'm sorry.
That's
less fun. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Since Superman died.
Not since Superman died.
Okay.
Track six. Only
All
if
right.
it gives us sufficient time to plan. Oh, but that's a little bit of a short track.
If it's terrible, it's on you, Keeley.
Okay. I'll take... It says it's a little bit twangy, so I'm a
I will say that the number I selected was in the suggestions.
Damn it.
So, let's just play it and find out.
And
okay.
There's a little star by it, so...
Let's do eight. We're changing back.
All right.
Stupid. Because it probably will be.
Enjoy. Thank you. All right, everybody, welcome back to Sublimity Cricket.
Sublimity
Cricket.
Crippled Cricket.
I'm trying to figure out where you're going with that one.
I'm missing a couple legs, but rickety crickets. On.
It's. I think not having your microphone is the radio equivalent to missing a leg. No?
I'm thinking a guy without a leg would beg to differ.
The radio equivalent. I'm not saying this is life or death.
Yeah, whatever.
You're a little touchy about Somalian pirates still.
Did we talk about Somalian pirates on the air? Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, I thought maybe that was lost on the three listeners.
It wasn't.
We have more than three listeners.
It's true. We have 18 Facebook friends.
But after we played the Ass Ponies, we'd be lucky to have three.
That wasn't bad.
No, that was not, actually.
I'm not saying they didn't make it through the song, but if I heard...
What was your description of them?
They're sort of a twangy R.E.M. They're not bad. Yeah. But I'm saying I would turn the radio off if I heard the name Ass Ponies. I wouldn't even make it to the song. Like,
well, you're not...
I always feel guilty saying the name.
You're not as open as our listeners.
Yeah, seriously. You're not our average listener. From Clintock. You'd be... You're a little outside that group of people.
Time for Pimps and Pimp Slaps. Yep. First one. What's our first one?
The Paladin Newspaper.
Paladin Newspaper. We're pimping it, aside from our usual pimp slaps, but we're pimping it because it came back so we can slap it again.
It's given us material that we can criticize.
Yeah.
We're quite happy to have the good old Paladin back, especially the creepy picture of the dude providing Frodo's pizza out of... Blackwell.
Is that in base. Blackwell? Is that picture? There's a picture of a guy with like a pizza heating oven thing that you get your hot and ready from.
He's set up like a, it's interesting. He like talked to the company that runs the food and was cleared them. He doesn't sell anything that Aramark sells. He only, he won't sell, he's after the food court closes and he doesn't sell bagels. He's got like liability insurance. He's agreed with a lot of different restaurants. Like he's got his act together. This is pretty cool. He's going to try and set up a branch in North Village.
It's still creepy.
It's an entrepreneurial spirit. I say we have to pimp that.
Entrepreneurial spirit, but at the same time, feasting on the laziness of college students.
That's what all of capitalism, feed on the needs / weaknesses of people. Like,
fair enough.
It's not...
What does this say?
Okay. I've got something that we need to. We don't know how we feel about it.
What?
The zombie attack on Friday afternoon on campus.
The zombie attack.
Cool or just a little too?
Why wasn't I told about this?
Because we didn't really know. It was something. One of those things that we found out on Friday. It was sort of the flash mob dance attack happened in the DH a couple weeks ago. That was pretty cool. There was a zombie attack on Friday where it's sort of like flash mob, but
it was on a tour group.
I heard about that because I'm a tour guide and we got an email and it was like, there's going to be a zombie attack in the afternoon. Don't let any of your people following feel threatened. But I heard it went pretty well. But what do we think? What do we think of zombies on Furman's campus?
I'm for them.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that.
It's sort of like a food pyramid. Use zombies sparingly. If you use it only once or twice, I'm okay with it.
So they're at the top of the pyramid.
I guess. I just... remember, the analogy falls apart.
It isn't stacked up anymore. It's small slivers of each side.
Yeah, well, really?
That's weird.
It's dumb.
There's like more
there's
than
like
one.
Six of them now. Yeah. So.
I don't look at it anyway, so it doesn't bother me.
I'm in favor of zombies on Furman's campus because I still have a baseball bat in my room to protect myself. But, you know.
Maybe we should invest.
Where did they attack? In the fountains out in front of the library?
Yeah,
in
front of the library.
Okay. That's a
did
good
they come
place to
out
attack.
Of the fountains?
No.
Now that would be cool. How do you think like snorkels to stay underwater?
Someone posted a video of it on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to link that to the blog.
If I were on a tour, or if you were on a tour, let me pose the question to the group. Would you come to Furman after the zombie attack? If you were on the zombie tour group attack, would you come?
Zombie would not determine whether or not I came to Furman.
Would it have influence or not influence you?
It'd be an overall positive.
Yeah, I think it
helps.
It'd be a positive. Yeah. The kids on campus have a sense of humor. That's important.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm thinking. I'm for them.
Good.
For zombie attacks. For reasoning behind zombie attacks.
Not for real zombies.
Yes. What are we pimping now?
Friday. Friday as a whole. It was a good day.
Yeah. Engage. Furman Engage Day and Relay for Life.
Furman Engage Day, a.k.a. Furman Engage Your Pillow Day. Because
for most people.
For most people, they just...
I was asleep.
How many of you were asleep on Friday when you should have had class?
Me.
Or been getting ready for class?
Yeah. I slept late.
I was up.
Did you have to do something?
Yeah.
See, what did you have to do?
I was setting up for the massive percussion performance out by the amphitheater. And then taking down from it. I was busy from about 9 until about 4:30, performing, putting stuff up, and taking stuff down.
That sucks.
Kept me busy.
At least you weren't being scared by Mickey Rourke at that time.
That's true. I was not being scared by Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke's look-alike. I was doing something, so I didn't get to sleep
in. And then Kyle has a anonymous pimp. A pimp to protect the innocent or
pimping
something.
Pimping to protect the innocent. Pimping anonymous bar tabs being picked up by anonymous adults. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. I almost want to bring the professor in and, like, garble his voice, like, well, I provide a pimp for the students.
Everybody's of age. But, yes. We'll just let that be right there. I feel like we've said too much.
We're very positive. We don't really have any pimp slaps other than welcoming back the Paladin.
Yeah. We'll get more to the Paladin later in weird news.
Overall, we're generally kind of happy right now, wouldn't you say?
It's pretty good news.
2 weeks from exams.
Despite everything that's going on, yes, we are relatively happy right now. When we come back, we got a PSA. Do we have another song? Are we going to play the Bats?
Yes, we're going to play the Bats.
The Bats, who are apparently... Let me see if I can read this girl's handwriting. It's graded at yum. I think that's good.
Yum.
Another sweet chop from
drop.
The drop.
Yes.
That looks like chop.
Okay, come on.
From the new pop menu?
Mecca.
Come on,
see, I'm good at reading.
Like, what?
I can't read girl writing.
Yet another sweet drop from the new pop Mecca New Zealand. Comparison.
There was a comma. I saw that.
Mecca New Zealand. Comparisons to the Verlaines and the...
You saw that comma.
Chills applies. Simple sublime pop, all in caps. So put on your choice wool products and try one of these recommended cuts.
Anyway. Wow. What numbers?
C4, C5, C8,
C9,
C11.
Well, we're going to play PSA and then some music so McClintock stops boring you by reading off of the CD.
Well, just a few things about myself. I'm on the small side, but everyone says I'm a powerhouse. I work hard. I'm a filtration expert, actually. Let me see. I have a twin. We're tight. I find that I rarely get the recognition that I deserve, but I'm working on that. You betcha.
How well do you know your kidneys? If you have high blood pressure or diabetes, you're at risk for kidney failure, so get screened.
Just get to know me, that's all I'm saying.
For more information, visit kidney.org. A message from the National Kidney Foundation. Love your kidneys.
Welcome back to Sublimity Cricket, everyone. You're listening to 95.9
WPLS
Furman Radio.
I haven't done that all show. It's not good.
Ooh. We're number one in Furman Morning Radio.
It's 2009.
Exactly. Now then, we've got a new feature we want to try out.
I don't want to hear any lip from your mouth right now.
A premiere as it is.
Please leave listener feedback.
Yes.
On one of our mini pages.
Because we're not sure how funny this is going to be.
But anyone other than us.
I'm pretty sure Keeley said no lip.
I don't care what Keeley says. Well, I'm going to go. Listen. No, I'm not going to complain. I'm not complaining. We're going to call this segment Incongruous Quotes. And we're going to take quotes from somewhere, and then we're going to give them an accent or a voice that wouldn't match them. For example, today we're going to try out quotes from the famous show Jersey Shore, brought to you by members of Parliament.
Parliament's in the British government, not the band. That's a whole different...
That's next week's segment.
Yeah, how's your George Clinton accent working out?
Not so good.
Okay, so this is a brainchild of I don't even remember.
Keeley.
Well, yeah, but what were we talking about?
This is a brainchild of me.
This is my brain baby. I just think it's funny. I'm incapable of doing accents at all, as you guys may have picked up upon in your years of knowing me. McClintock's British accent is... His highbrow British accent is very good. Will Smith's got his Liverpool Beatles and his
Cockney barmaid accent down pretty good.
And he's got the Spinal Tap accent, as I call it. And I know when he's quoting Spinal Tap because he always goes to this voice. Can we do it? Can we do it right now? Just as an example.
But if you just keep folding it, you get this, and I don't want this. That's the Spinal Tap accent, apparently.
And it's without fail, every time he goes to quote Spinal Tap, it's right to that accent. But now, the grand premiere of...
Don't build this up too much.
Hey, it's funny. It's funny.
All right,
trust
me. All right. I don't know who any of these people said this, and I've only ever, watched the Jersey Shore over, 4 or 5 minutes, and then I couldn't take it anymore, so...
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, the first one, I don't know who that guy is. Second through the Most end are the situation.
The situation?
Yes.
Okay, situation, the big guy?
Well, they're all...
Big, obnoxious guys.
No,
yeah.
he wasn't the biggest, I don't think.
Okay.
I can't verify that.
Let's get this over with.
Okay. First one.
I'm going to break it down dancing. I love the beats. I got my creepy pattern move.
It's perfect.
Man, doesn't do anything for me.
It's because you're doing it.
Okay. When there was a knocking on the door, I was like, this is the police for me. This is either some lawyer, somebody's dad, or somebody's brother. I had to apologize to all the listeners. That morphed really bad into Stewie Griffin.
Do the second one. I like the second one.
GTL, baby. Gym tanning laundry. Can I have a roll, please? Don't worry, you have a couple. That was the dialogue. That was a guy talking to a rather heavy girl, rotund girl. So the humor is kind of lost with me talking to myself in British humor. I got to read them all?
Yeah.
That hater juice is best served cold. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Way to sell that one.
I'm not saying that one.
No. All right, I'm gonna go Will Smith because
what's this going in?
One.
I'm saying
what accent?
Yeah,
you can go Cockney barmaid. I think that's funny.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, I knew she was 18. That ass does not look 12.
See, it's funny when you're not doing it.
Wait, is this VH1 or MTV show? I can't remember.
They're all owned by the same company. Crap.
Okay. Well, MTV blended with the BBC, brought to you by WPLS.
Try those acronyms on for size. We'll be back with some weird news.
Yeah.
you didn't like that segment, please let us know.
If you did, email your displeasure to William McClintock at Furman.edu.
William.McClintock at Furman.
Come on! I was hoping with the period not there, I would miss all the hate mail, the death threats.
And if you like it, let us know. And if you don't like it, we're going to do it anyway. Here's a song from The.
It's now time for everyone's favorite segment of the week.
Weird news.
Okay, I wasn't
expecting
that.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
In case you didn't listen last week, that's what Kyle says we should use as the intro to our weird news segment.
I was just throwing things out.
Brought
there.
To you by Richard Simmons.
A lot of what we're doing.
Who will be another guest star on Incongruous Quotes?
Do you have Richard Simmons?
I can work on it. Not right now. No. That's one of my other practices.
Come on. Let's go. Right here. Just read this.
Just do weird news.
Damn, McClintock. I hope you got a paper cut.
I did.
Shut up. Okay. First weird news story. Oh, I'm all out of whack. Comes to us via New York.
Yep.
George Washington racks up late fees at New York Library. If George Washington were alive today, he might face a hefty overdue library fine. New York City's oldest library says one of its ledgers shows that the president has racked up 220 years worth of late fees on two books he borrowed but never returned. One of the books was The Law of Nations, which deals with international relations. The other was a volume of debates from Britain's House of Commons. How appropriate. We didn't even know that.
Excuse me, madam. I cannot tell a lie. I can't find the book.
Both books were due November 2nd, 1789.
That's more than 200 years after.
Next time I got a late fee, I'm taking that. The father of our country's got books that are due. You can give me a break, lady.
New York Society Library head librarian says that the institution isn't seeking payment of the fines, but would love to get the books back. Really?
So out of respect to our first president, they're not going to press the fine.
But they do want the books back.
That's nice of them.
But we're still going to keep track of it because it's funny.
Yeah.
The ledger also lists books being taken out by other founding fathers, including Alexander Hamilton,
Aaron Burr,
and John Jay.
How to shoot your friends. I should have known when he checked that book out that there was a problem.
Rise to power through eliminating your rivals.
Those are kind of lame books that he picked out. I was hoping it was something cool like how to floss your wooden teeth or like...
Okay, second one comes to us from Philadelphia, of course. Man jailed for intentional vomit on Phillies fans. 21-year-old Clemens, not Roger, allegedly upset after a companion kicked out of game. A New Jersey man was jailed after he intentionally vomited on an off-duty police captain and his... Hold on. We just got binged. And his 11-year-old daughter in the stands during a Phillies game, police said. Matthew Clemens, jeez, 21, of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, was charged with assault, reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct, and related offenses for the incident at Wednesday night's Phillies-Nationals game. He was being held Friday on $36,000 bail.
That's disgusting. All I can say is it would be a Phillies, would be a Philadelphia sporting event, and it would be someone from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I find this disgusting, yet it also puzzles me, like, how do you let someone intentionally vomit on you? Like, the minute he starts putting his finger down his throat, you get out of the way, but... Maybe that's just me, and then maybe that's nasty.
I thought it was the thought process behind that one. It's like the Zidane headbutt. It's like, of all the things you can do to this guy, what makes you think intentional vomit?
That's gross.
If you look at him.
He doesn't look like the wisest.
He's not a thinker.
No. He's
no George Washington.
He was highly inebriated at the time.
Most likely, which made the vomiting probably easier. However.
And less intentional.
It was the most vile, disgusting thing I've ever seen, Vangelis said Friday. He has two fingers down his throat, lunges forward, and vomits on myself and my 11-year-old.
That's gross.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't vomit on the kid.
Yeah, that's
hold
gross.
On. Hold on. In justice, poetic justice.
He got puked on in jail?
He got held on until police arrived and someone was punching him in the face. And they got there. So, justice was served, America.
Someone does love Philadelphia sports.
But he threw it on Phillies fans. Does that mean he's a Nationals fan?
Is there such a thing?
Fair enough. Is there such a thing as a Nationals fan? Probably not. Okay, last story. Oh, no, second to last. Penultimate story.
Oh,
what a word.
Thank you.
We're breaking out the vocabulary.
Comes to us via Boulder, Colorado, where a woman who likes to garden wearing only a yellow thong and pink gloves has won her fight with her landlords who wanted her to cover up. Boulder Housing Partners has decided not to outlaw tenants from going topless outside. That will allow 52-year-old Catherine Pierce to keep gardening the way she likes. Betsy Martins with the City Housing Authority noted Wednesday that the Boulder City Council recently voted to continue to exempt female toplessness from a ban on public nudity. Martin said the council's action reflects the community's values.
That seems like a useless statute. Public nudity, but we exempt public nudity.
What I want to know... is if you're a normal gardener, they say you got a green thumb. If you're a topless gardener, what's green? Still your thumb?
Yes.
Okay, McClintock.
All I would like to say is that the representative of the Housing Authority is quoted as saying that the council's action reflects the community's values.
What are those?
Boulder,
values?
Colorado. Okay with topless women.
My only hope is that she's growing something like Leland cypresses that build, like, a visual barrier between her yard and everybody else.
A banyan tree.
A banyan tree. Something with a lot of foliage.
This is beyond me, first of all.
Why would that be enjoyable? I just don't...
And in Colorado, no less.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cold.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're wearing just a thong and pink gloves, you're not just topless. You're not. That's...
Yeah.
That's a little more than topless. And our final weird news story...
Strikes a little closer to home than topless gardening.
A lot closer to home. Where,
that's
where
right.
On campus is this?
We're busting out the Paladin. We have local weird news, people. This is big stuff. And the crime briefs of this week's Paladin. Tuesday, March 30th. Assault on the Dining Hall Road. Female student was hit in the head by a bottle of Gatorade which was thrown from a passing motor vehicle. There are no leads at this time.
I think there's a new organization, MAGG, Mothers Against Drunk Gatorading.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
It's like, well, you don't know how you feel about what?
Huh?
You don't know how you feel about what?
Your joke. There's a
why?
Lot of, there's
drunk
a lot
Gatorade
of stuff.
Driving?
Okay, drive-by Gatorade. That's what I meant. Okay. It's
there,
just sort
there's
of...
There's a lot missing from this little crime blurb.
Was it purple or orange?
Was it purple or orange? Was the bottle full or empty?
Yeah, well, that's actually really important.
Come on. I'm pleased to say that they specified the female student was hit in the head. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't know.
That makes it funnier.
Yeah. Getting hit in the head kind of makes things funnier.
This story actually strikes a lot closer to home for me. Because I'm also a victim of a drive-by drink launching.
Pray do elaborate.
You don't remember this?
Nope.
At Governor's School?
Nope.
You serious?
I don't remember a lot of things.
Well, that's true. You didn't remember us for a while.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, moving on. Pat and I were walking down the street, and I waved at some car that I didn't know, which in hindsight was a bad idea. But we kept walking down the street.
This is the South.
And
should be acceptable.
He turned left to follow us and unscrewed a bottle of water halfway and hit me in the back with it. And it got both of us wet. So...
Have you recovered from that?
Sort of.
Until like, this brought it all back.
Yeah.
Sounds like a horribly traumatic psychological episode. I mean...
It was.
To this day, can you, like, not drink from a bottle of water?
I know. I've had an aversion to Aquafina ever since. That's it for Weird News. We've got music by Roger Mexico. I picked Roger Mexico. Does anybody know why I picked Roger Mexico?
Because there's nobody in Mexico named Roger?
Not exactly, but that's
Michael Vick's fake name?
Very good. Will Smith, big ups. Michael Vick's fake name when he was having his little troubles was Ron Mexico.
Little troubles.
Little troubles. This was pre-dog fighting. This was
STD.
His
other troubles.
Oh, Michael right. Vick troubles. The other troubles.
Yeah.
The troubles.
The VD troubles.
Right.
Family show.
Roger Mexico. Which I can we do two?
We'll play track number two, which is Tricky Life.
Which is Hear Me.
Yep.
Hear
I
Us.
I think this is also going to be our sign-off, because this will take us over time.
So, yeah, thanks for
bearing with us.
Thanks for bearing with us today. We tried out some new stuff. We had to deal with some technical difficulties here in the studio.
We will have the iPods ready next week.
Hopefully.
Or a CD burned with the music we're going to play anyway.
But, tell us what you think on the pages.
Yeah, let's hear it, because we don't trust McClintock's opinion.
Nope. So, sublimitycricket.wordpress.com.
And iTunes.
And Facebook. There are numerous ways to get in touch with us.
So you got no excuse.
Yep.
That's right, America. So, signing off.
Do
have a good week.
Country.
Take care of yourselves and each other.
Take care of yourselves and each other. That's my line, man.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Bye!